You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 26 and 27. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Sometimes we say some things without saying it. For example, we ask questions like, "How?" When you are saying "how," what you are not saying is, "But this thing is impossible. So how can it happen?" Many of you have received the word of God, but you are beginning to doubt and ask how. Because humanly speaking, you cannot see how that can be. It's impossible, humanly speaking. But we easily forget that God don't do things because they are humanly possible. God do things because all things are possible to him. Sometimes our heart is so used to the natural way of things that we don't know that God is supernatural. God is not limited by time. He's not limited by human resources. He's not limited by human economy. Look at Philip. He was preaching in a place. He needed to go to another city. He just suddenly found himself there. That's not a common human experience. But God did that at a point in human history. That the fastest means of transportation that human being has invented till today, they are not as fast as the mode of transportation that God gave to Philip that day. You must recognize that you are dealing with a supernatural God, and that your situation and circumstance, they are not limited by that situation. They do not limit God. God is capable of doing things in different ways. So when you ask and say how, this is God's response to you. "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" God is asking you a question. Those of you who are tired, those of you who are about to give up, those of you who are thinking it's not possible. It's not possible. How will this happen? I'm 45 years old and you say I will still get married. How? How will it happen? Who will do it? It's not possible. But God is asking you a question. He says, "I am the Lord, the God of all flesh." There is no flesh. You see, he said the God of all flesh. He didn't say the Lord of all flesh. He said the God of all flesh. There is no flesh that is not under the control of God. There is no human being that God cannot move and walk through when God wants to accomplish a purpose, whether believer or unbeliever. There is no such person that is beyond the control of God. There is no such human being. He said, "I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" That something is hard for you does not mean it is hard for God. That you can't see a way does not mean God is not the way. God does not look for a way. He is the way. You are saying, "How? What is the way? There is no way here." God is saying, "I am the way. I don't look for a way. I am the way. When I step into the matter, a way is already there. I don't need to look for a way. I am the way. Once I'm involved in the matter, there is a way. You don't need to see any way. You need to see me. Once you see me, you have seen the way. You don't need to understand the way. He is the way. Jesus is the way, is the truth, and the life." So, brethren, God is asking you again today, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything in your life that you consider too hard for God? That's a question to you. Since God left that as a question mark, I'm also going to leave it as a question mark. That means that it is you that is going to respond. God is asking you. I'm not the one asking you. So the response is not for me. The response is for God. God is asking you today. Because you think that, "Oh, this thing, no, it's impossible." But God is saying to you, "Is there anything too hard for me?" Do you consider anything in your life too hard for God? May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. God bless you.